It was 1 year ago Monday that a white supremacist walked into the Oak Creek Sikh temple, opened fire, and killed six worshipers. A number of ceremonies have taken place in the last few days to mark the anniversary. An annual peace event was expanded to include an observance of the temple shooting. Lanterns for Peace was founded to commemorate the victims of the atomic bombs that the U.S. dropped on Japan. Those who attended the Saturday event in downtown Milwaukee talked about the tragedy at the Sikh temple and how they and the peace movement were affected. WUWM collected these comments.
It's part of a total picture of violence that we teach people indirectly in our culture that it's okay to blast people away who seem to be the enemy. And for this young man who thought that people who looked different and acted different were the enemy, he thought nothing of pulling the trigger. Hate crime like that is not totally isolated from the culture of violence that we live in, and I think we need to make that connection.
I think, you know, just seeing how the Sikh community responded in such a loving, peace-filled way, I felt moved by it. Seeing actually the picture of the celebratory nature of people coming together to heal, you know, 1 year later, inspired me to come for this. It's actually the first time I've come to Lanterns for Peace.
In terms of the peace community, I think that the spirit that our Sikh brothers and sisters have shown in opening their temple to us, to come, to mourn with them, to stand with them against the violence, but to do so in such a contemplative and peaceful way, to feed us, to provide hospitality in the midst of all that, always, and to everyone. I just think that it's been a real example of how at the base of the peace community, I think there's a spirituality that says we are all one human family and we need to care for each other and we need to heal the wounds and we need to mourn the dead together. So I think it's had a profound effect on beyond the peace community in Milwaukee, actually.
I think it has carried over nicely. Obviously, we've always been looking for ways to bring other people into the peace message. And people became more aware of these issues because I think it was difficult to make the connection between what we usually discuss, international conflict, and interpersonal conflicts. So it was nice to be able to say that we're talking about husbands and wives, friends and community members in conflict. How do we resolve those issues?
I've been really floored by the number of random people from Chicago to Manitowoc and Madison who would say, I remember August 5th. It all, you know, it hurt me when it happened. Their empathy is incredibly profound, and it's a very powerful thing. And for people to take such an atrocity as an opportunity to practice that kind of compassion is it's an inspiration to us, and it's what helps us do what we do.